Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And Jean Van Overmeer is going to be a part of the action as well. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. How are things ticking over for you?
You're not too bad. I'm getting nice rides, so we're just trying to make the most of it. The support always helps. So, hopefully there can be a few winners amongst them and just continue the ball rolling.
Well, what are you thinking today about Bjorn's runner, Missy Beale, that you're riding in the Mudgee Cup?
I think she actually comes in nice with the weights, I reckon. I think we're the obvious leader on paper, but I haven't spoken to Bjorn yet, but I think that's almost where we'll land, especially from the good draw. So I think if we can do sort of free rolling from the front, I think it'd be nice for her to be at the end.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're able to lead, if that's what you end up doing, but able to control the pace, you don't want to go too quick, I guess.
Well, exactly. And just going off the form of the race, I don't think there's anyone that will actually take me on for that lead. Obviously, got Chris Lees's horse that might roll across and join me on the outside of me. But hopefully, we can just get a few easy furlongs and she can show her strength at the end.
Yeah, $9 is where Missy Beale is placed in. Terra Reigns first up in the previous race, race 6. You've drawn wide, but can you give us a feel off the recent trials?
She's been trialling well, especially at her last trial. I think she really improved from her first trial going into 2 weeks ago of her trial. And she's been trialling really well. So I think obviously we've got a sticky barrier. So we'll just sort of come out the gates and see where we land. And hopefully she can be strong at the end, which I think she will, especially coming off her trials.
Okay, so they're the rides today, and then back into town. It's never a quiet job, the life of a jockey. You've got some K's to cover and hopefully some winners.
Yeah, well, I'm quite excited for Erythea tomorrow. I think she's got a great chance. She ran very well first up a few weeks ago, and she gets back over the 1400. So I think we're drawing on the outside. I think it's probably a benefit to her. We can jump and come across, and she'll be tough to beat.
Yeah, as you know, if she's made improvement out of the Rose Hill run, that previous first up run, you know, she's been running in tibbies and races like that. The Mona Lisa, I mean, that's how good she can be.
Exactly, especially over that 1400 meter distance. She's like you said, Andrew. She's coming back and she's dropping class, and so I think she's just a class above.
That's Erythea tomorrow, race 5, number 2. Do you know much about? Have you looked at many videos yet? You might do them tonight at Brighton May. It's a good opportunity in the TAB Highway for Danny Williams.
Yeah, he's certainly got the writing on the wall there. I think he won his last start and then sort of been second his two starts before that. So I think he comes into the race nicely as well, especially with good form. He can't beat good form, can you? Especially when they've got their confidence up and running over that distance that they're comfortable in.
And I know, you know, we've got a couple of our senior jockeys away or riding in Brisbane tomorrow, but good opportunity to ride for Godolphin tomorrow, Astoria. But you know, to wear those colours, it must give a jockey a good feel.
Oh, without a doubt. It's obviously a great feeling riding for Godolphin, and I actually think Astoria is very well placed tomorrow. I think he'll definitely have the fitness on his side coming back in trip. So no, to answer your question, Andrew, it's a great feeling riding for him, and I'm very excited and very, very honoured to get the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate. Well, look, safe travels to Mudgee and Rose Hill tomorrow. Hope it's a winner or two. You've got good opportunities today, but you sound very keen on Thea tomorrow, race 5, number 2 at Rose Hill. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
Good on you.